This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 225. Now, I know I have been away for the past couple of weeks because of the numerous societal issues and all the movements that have been incredibly important and, you know, too late almost. It's one day is too many, you know, without voicing our support for Black lives and, you know, standing up against prejudice and racism and all those other things. But in the spirit to try to not forget about things, without a doubt, that is not what I'm trying to do. But in the spirit of continuation and trying to, you know, deliver the stuff that I have been giving you for the past 225 weeks, I didn't think it was fair to stop for too long. And I had decided to not post an episode last week and, you know, in solidarity with the cause, because it's never really about me or what I have to say. I always try to provide things that I think you could use. And sometimes silence is very important so it doesn't distract from other things. And I didn't necessarily feel comfortable advertising or posting about, you know, a podcast having to do with music when there are so many things that are so serious. And you know, next week I'll talk a little bit more about, and I have talked in the past about activism in music, but I think it's important to talk about this at length. But anyhow, today's episode is going to be about, or will be the third part of three regarding areas of focus when it comes to productivity. The first episode in this trio had to do with mindfulness, with our body, and with learning. The second episode, that was a couple of weeks ago, had to do with creativity, with productivity and accomplishment. And this week will be about people, relationships. It'll be about relaxation, and it'll be also about work. As always, before I get started, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse. And by the way, all these companies have made a loud statement regarding where they stand in regards to Black Lives Matter and racism and all that other stuff. And I'm incredibly proud to have worked with them or work with them in present and hopefully in the future. And, you know, there have been a couple that have not made comments about it. So I've decided to not really mention them in this podcast, and probably going forward, that's something that I have to evaluate. But anyhow, Zildjian Cymbals, LP Percussion, Vader Drumsticks, Remo Drumheads, U-Bassist by Calibrand, Nirvana Handpans, especially their Acolyte models, which I'm completely in love with as of late, Simpat Accessories, and last but not least, the amazing Ultimate Ears in-ear monitor. So as you always hear me say, if you are interested in buying new in-ears, if you want to get your very first pair of in-ears and you want to get molded, if you want custom-made earplugs, or if you want Bluetooth speakers, whatever you're interested in, check out their website. They're not only the best in the game, but their customer service is outstanding. And if you are ready to make a purchase, I can give you a 20% discount. So all you have to do is email my friend Joe Lester, who works at Ultimate Ears, at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com. Get in touch with him. Let him know that you're ready to purchase products and give him the code DA20, and you'll get a 20% discount across the board. So if you heard last week's episode, I had made a point how within the categories or the areas of focus that I had mentioned, which were creativity, productivity, and accomplishments. Accomplishments was a big one for me because I substituted the word errands or something that seems a little more tedious or more involved in, or responsibility involved, you know, the sort of things that we tend to not do or put off, or where we welcome procrastination. And I switched it to accomplishments because it makes me feel more, accomplished. It makes me feel more productive, more responsible, ironically, by changing the word. So when it comes to these next topics, especially the first two that I'm going to talk about, where it has to do with people and relaxation, I think it's also important to switch or shift slightly how I think about them. It was important to me. And what I mean by that specifically is when it comes to people and relaxation, I used to think of them more of like, you know, friends and also free time. The reason why friends is somewhat constricting for me is that sometimes connecting with those people aren't necessarily your friends. They can be your family, and they can be also, obviously, they should all feel the same in a perfect world, and also your spouse. And that's just naming a couple of groups, right? So it's incredibly important to extend that and open that and not only think of them as just hanging with people or making connections or whatever, but it's important to connect with your spouse if you're in a relationship or if you're trying to fix something or if you're, you want to be in a relationship with somebody and dedicate time to them. It's very important. Obviously, family, that speaks for itself. Friends is very important as well. However, there's also like a caveat to that, or when it comes to networking and thinking about emails and text and getting in touch with people. And I think that's incredibly important to establish authentic relationships. And few things are more authentic to me than acting, you know, upon that thought. And when somebody comes into your mind and you're like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing, go and reach out. It could be a close friend. It could be a long, you know, a distant friend or whatnot. Or if you're like, oh yeah, you've been meaning to send an email about X, Y, or Z that you don't feel it fits in the creativity or the productivity or the accomplishment part or whatnot, you can do it here. So I think it's important to allocate time for that. And I know it's sort of a little in the weeds or a little more like I'm reaching out a lot in the sort of neuro-linguistic programming world, but I think it's important. Also, that had to do with people or friends becoming people, right? A broader group. Same with free time. I wanted it to mean something a little more specific, which had to do, or in this case, a little more specific, which was relaxing or relax, right? So I believe it's incredibly important to reward ourselves and winding down through enjoyment, I think is incredibly important. So there could be TV shows, movies, sports, anything leisure, a bunch of things. And by sports, I mean watching sports specifically, because the practicing of sports can be sort of part of the entire body section or the area of focus regarding the body. But I think it's incredibly important to see that, because if I see it as free time only, free is a little too broad for me. And of course, it's important to sleep and nap and rest and do absolutely nothing to heal, to recover, to think, to do a bunch of stuff. But the relaxation is a little more specific, and it might push me to be less active and push me to be more intuitive and to be more meditative and so on and so forth. So I think it's important to sort of try to categorize and almost force things into a category from time to time. It has helped me. Now, last but not least, there's something to be said about work. And you might think like, well, how did I not mention this before? If it's so important, we all work, we need work to be able to afford all these other things. And without work, things fall apart. And that is a point that I take into consideration, of course. However, I think that working is just as important as the other things. And it's not that I saved it for last on purpose, but maybe when I was doing this list, there's a reason why it was sort of in the back of my mind. And again, it all has to do with your priorities. It has to do with your financial situation, of course. It has to do with your family. It has to do with your priorities. It has to do with your planning, with your plans in terms of having a family or whatnot. But when it comes to the working aspect of it, I also encourage you to think of things that aren't necessarily money earning activities in the present or the immediate future. So for example, whereas work for us musicians would be teaching or performing or recording or producing, for example, also include in that category practicing. It's incredibly important to practice, because even though you're not getting paid to practice, you are working on your craft to ideally elevate your progress and elevate your profile to eventually make money from that. So anything and everything that has to do with your career, that has to do with advancing and growing and being better and better and better, I think is a money earning activity, even if you're not making money right away. So that's another thing that allows you to feel productive and feel active. And when you parlay it with the teachings, the performing, the recording and producing, it doesn't exclude it and doesn't minimize the act of practicing. And I think that's sort of the name of the game when it comes to all this stuff, is for you to, and by when I say you, it has to do with what has helped me. And I'm also talking to myself, but I think like I'm trying to say that the name of the game is understanding what these areas are and giving it the importance they deserve and trying not to minimize any of them. And if you feel like you're minimizing something, try to shift it and try to think about it in a different way that might elevate them in importance and elevate them in to a position that it deserves the attention that it's supposed to have, you know. And if we know that we're not doing X, Y, or Z, that notion of knowing is incredibly important. And sometimes it's all we need to actually pay attention to it is to shift how we're looking at those things. Stay tuned for a lot of cool announcements that I have regarding this podcast. And as ever, if you have any questions, if you have any feedback, please reach out to me via social media, via email, and you know how to find me. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.